Second lesson is from Psalm 91. He who sits in the hiding place of the Most High, in the shadow of Shaddai, shall pass the night. I will say to Yahuwah, my protection and my bulwark, my God, I will trust in him. For he will rescue thee from the trap of the fowler, from the pestilence of perdition. With his pinions will he shelter thee, and under his wings shalt thou confide. His truth is a buckler and target. Thou shalt not fear from the dread of night, from the arrow that flies by day, from the pestilence that walks in thick darkness, from the disaster devastating at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. To thee it shall not approach. Only with thine eyes shalt thou look and see the repayment of the wicked. For thou, O Yahuwah, art my protection, the Most High, thou hast set thine abode. Evil shall not occur for thee, neither shall a plague come near thy tent. For he will command his angels concerning thee to guard thee in all thy ways. Upon their palms they shall bear thee up, lest thou strike thy foot on a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, thou shalt trample on the young lion and the dragon. Because he has affection for me, will I deliver him. I will set him on high, for he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in distress. I will set him free and glorify him. With length of days, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Final lesson from the work Arcana Celestia, number 5992. The angels through whom the Lord leads and also protects a person are near his head. Their function is to impart charity and faith, to notice the direction in which the person's delights turn, and to modify and bend those delights towards what is good, so far as they can do so in the person's freedom. The angels are forbidden to act in any violent manner and thereby crush a person's evil desires and false assumptions. They must act gently. Their function is also to control evil spirits who come from hell, which is done in countless ways. In particular, the angels moderate affections, since they constitute a person's life and also his freedom. The angels also notice any influences on a person from hells which are now open but were not previously so, which happens when a person goes off into some new evil. And to the extent that a person allows, the angels close those hells. They also dispel any strange and new influences which can produce evil effects. In particular, the angels call forth the forms of good and truth residing within a person and set them opposite the evils and falsities activated by the evil spirits. As a result, the person is in the middle and is not conscious of the evil or of the good. And being in the middle, he is in freedom to turn towards one or towards the other. Amen. Here end the reading. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it.